Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's obviously not something you want to play solo.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of things I don't want to play with solo, but I still do drugs every day.
I look like an 8-bit character.
Hi, guys. I sell drugs. If you want to click the link in the... they're legal. It's okay.
This is why we don't give rednecks helicopters. In.
All right.
I forgot to say something.
Nailed it.
Welcome back. The reason we're laughing is because I've been trying to go live for a couple of minutes now, and I think we did it. We did it now. We are live. So welcome back. Triple T Podcast, what did I say? 163. That sounds about right. Last time I said it was 200 and something. I can't do math. That's pretty awesome. But shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network. They can do math. And rumor has it, we might be getting a podcast from another country. So it's going to be an international podcast. Might already be. But shout out to the podcast of the month, the Beard Laws Podcast. Never heard of them. Don't listen to them. They stink, I heard. And Take on the World, they don't stink. They got a, I don't know if you guys heard this or not before, but they actually had a little bit of a studio update. You guys should check it out. A couple of dudes, Taking on the World. Check it out, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Super excited to be here, and it feels like I've done the intro once before because I have. But either way, joined as always, we got Richie, which is also Tatum Productions in the house. They call me Toby too. And we have a special guest, Reed. Oh, he goes by the Llama King, and he's an author, and I have his book. Ask Richie. I found it.
Yeah,
I knew where it was the whole time. Is this still the first? Do you have another book out yet, or is it?
I'm working on the second book actually.
Yeah. I had this one. I'm not gonna lie.
I got people hounding me for it.
I buy everybody's books, and this one's even autographed.
So. Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. I don't read them though, so I'm sorry. I
can't. No idea what it's about, but I'm sure it's great. Yeah.
Sure,
it's
fantastic.
Is the best book that I'm pretty sure you have ever put out, so I'm a huge fan of that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big fan of it. I do love supporting people, so make sure you guys check him out. Also, you're into streaming. You've been doing like a streamathon and all that stuff. I've seen the headlines, seen some stuff on the social.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah, just got done with day 18 the other day. I capped it. I had a couple house issues. So I was just like, all right, I thought it was only going to go like 2 days. And my community surprised me. And I was like, okay, I guess we're going to keep going. So
why not? That's awesome.
It was crazy.
18 straight days. And speaking of streaming, Toby has been doing some, a little bit of some gaming on the TikTok studio.
That's yeah. What I need to do is find some people that want to play that are animated. I need talkers because you got that
new plan.
You get the new game out there, which by the way, Reed, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you follow me. I just got done following you back. I went to go look you up on TikTok and,
about time.
he's like, Jesus Christ, it's been 4 years.
That's the only reason he came on the show. He's like, well, All right, guys. Actually, I got to go to day 19 Streamathon. Toby Fowler.
All right, see you guys.
Yeah, so the new game that's supposed to be, you know, the co-op kind of like horror game, whatever, Lethal Company. I'm getting a lot of people asking me to play that. And, I mean, it's obviously not something you want to play solo.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of things I don't want to play with solo, but I still do just every day. I mean,
hey, yo.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So for anybody that might be finally right at this moment watching the stream, turns out you actually have to press public on the stream, not members only, because with the channel is now demonetized. That's Richie. Don't worry. Everything's okay. Okay. Everything's fine. It happens all the time.
Everybody get on the ground.
Yeah, everybody's good. Everybody's good.
It's probably just an overdose. Don't worry about it.
Fine.
I really wish I hadn't opened up the live because I look like an 8-bit character.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's okay. But like I said, so for anybody that's looking there and being like, oh, Toby's 8-bit, this and that. Well, one, the internet is a thing. But the one that we record on, shout out Riverside, it's been fantastic. Tomorrow, when you see this edited, it's going to look fantastic. It's going to look crystal clear. It's going to look good. And I've been doing the AI switching. And on the last episode on the Beard Laws one, I just did the full screen ones. So when and whoever's talking, they're full screen. And I think I like that a little bit better. So we'll see how that goes. In the clips, Kush did send me a really long message that I read most of it. And it was more or less saying that, you know, she kind of liked StreamYard a little bit better because of the live, which is a very valid point. The videos do come across a little bit better while watching it live. And I do agree. It's a little bit skippy, if that's the right word, kind of like the peanut butter. But it's a work in progress. When we edit it and we put them up there, the videos are a little bit better and more clear. So that's what we're really going for, is a good quality end game. And it's just kind of a bonus that you get to watch it while we're live. So it's like a live recording. That way, if we mess something up, YouTube takes us down. It doesn't matter, because we'll just put it back up while we're edited the next day. So, but that was a good suggestion. And I'm going to tell you guys, we had about 38 videos that I think I kept this week. This was one of, if not the best weeks, as a whole, people sent in videos that were genuinely pretty good. There wasn't somebody that sent a couple videos and I was like, Jesus Christ, why'd you send this in, Zach? Eubin, what are you thinking? Toby, these stink. Kush, eh. And like I said, Kush sent some bangers this week. And they're not
I rarely send really long ones, but there's one that I would almost guarantee every single one of you has already seen. But it's a conversation. It's a podcast clip. It involves a conversation between two guys, and just, it is the most insane argument I've ever heard in my life. And I am definitely with there's a black guy and a white guy. I'm on the side of the white guy. Surprising. I know, I get it. Whatever. Wow. Say what you want to say.
Oh, wow.
But legitimately, yeah, it's the most insane thing I've ever heard somebody, like an adult, say.
Interesting. I don't remember.
It's the very last one that I sent you, Matt.
I'll have to double. I'm going to check that link out, because you had like three or four that the video wasn't around anymore. So I assume they were really good ones. So
damn,
I don't know if it was that one. So I'm going to go through the inbox.
Oh no, that one's completely clean. Like that one.
Okay. So that one should be there. Okay. I'll get that going while we're there. But for anybody that doesn't know, Reed, aka the Llama King, why don't you just kind of tell the people whatever you want, or promote whatever you want, or talk about whatever you want while I find this video.
Hi guys. I sell drugs. If you want to click the link in the, they're legal. It's okay.
Viagra, right?
Keep talking.
No. Coffee. Yeah, coffee is a drug, technically.
True.
No, I seriously do, but I'm up to all sorts of stuff. I recently just came out with a metalcore song. I have a band that I'm working on. I have a couple of friends that are going to be pulled in, but it's called Weapons Gate. I just put it out. It's called Gray World. Band's called Weapons Gate. So if you like metalcore, check it out. I'm still learning a couple of new things. I did. I've been wanting to do this for a while, so I've been definitely. It's something new to me, but I've been writing music and playing since I was 15. I'm not doing.
You also did
on
like that. A punk or a pop punk song or something a little while back too.
I actually, it's the same song. I changed it. I didn't like it. I was like, okay. And then I was like, all right. The more I wrote it, I was like, all right, it's gonna turn into more metalcore.
Hell yeah. So, I'll have to check it out. I remember seeing
a lot more screamo in it.
Yeah, I remember seeing the pop punk kind of version of it, and it was good. So, yeah, I'll definitely check it out. They can find it right in your link, I assume, because that's where just about all the people keep it in 2023. If you're in jail, you keep it in your butt. If you're on social media, it's in your link or your link
tree. Yeah. I actually just got it on my TikTok as well. So I got like that little artist thing. So that was cool.
Oh, nice.
Like, yes. Yeah.
You were one of the first people that I think I followed and really saw on TikTok that was like verified. You were like verified right out the gate. And I was like, Jesus, look at this man. I was verified, has a beard, and he's an author. I'm going to buy that book. Not going to read it, but I bought it.
I was going to say, the important question you have to ask Matt is, yes, I see you have my book. What did you think of it?
It's good. I love the cover.
Right. It's good. It's good.
Back cover. Contents.
I read back cover was an amazing read.
That's what I do. Every book, though, I open it up and I read page 69. And if it has more than 420 pages, I read that as well. And those are the only two pages I read of the book. Every book. It's a weird thing. I don't know.
He'll get to the part where like the dad dies or something. Like, what the heck?
I mean, we could tell you it's on page 69.
I have no idea. Oh, God.
Look at that. And I even opened up, no kidding, to page 69.
Please don't be what I think it is. In Jesus' name.
Let's see. My entourage and me, we all found seating. Owen and I need to run some tests on this. So are you okay? I see that your blood doesn't do anything. I need to test your blood and tissue surrounding the wound. Doctor pulls the machine right out, checks out the rib cage, all that stuff. So I think it's pretty clean.
Yeah.
Martha's in there. Marth walks out. You got Emiko was sitting right there. Probably didn't say that name right, but
Emiko.
What's going on with the ribs?
Too close. Yeah. Something happened to his ribs.
You have to buy the book. And that's still in the link as well, right?
Yeah.
Still doing autograph copies?
Yeah. I'm actually going to do a Black Friday sale because I got like a bunch in my garage. So, you learn a lot going through the process of publishing. So.
Yeah. And then it probably didn't help that when Amazon started doing pretty much self-publishing and everybody could go that route and not have to invest a penny into it, just pay Amazon your cut, which ends up being more than you actually would pay a publisher. But
It really didn't matter to have a publisher at all. Like if I was going to do it again, I don't know. I might just go. I am. Yeah, I might use the name, but that's about it. So I'm debating on that, too, because I'm like, if it's more expensive or whatever. And then if it's print to publish for Amazon, it's way cheaper and easier.
No, I mean, the only benefit really, I would think about having a publisher would be you'd have more places for them to be able to promote it or to get it, like kind of like having a producer for a movie. We can upload our own movie to Amazon as well. But if you have a producer, you can have somebody that can engage with the streaming services and, you know, all the other different places, as well as maybe get it in theaters and things like that.
Yeah, but that's an extra charge on that. So I never went there. So paying for the publisher and the publishing then publicist would be different. So
You should have done all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Or you should get royalty to a pub.
Yeah. But
what else, Richie? Obviously, you're doing what you do, producing 8,000 podcasts. He's the producer, and his brother is a comedian, so he produces some comedy podcasts. If Richie, you want to tell people, remind them where they can find you, or if you have any cool things you want to tell them.
That's Jet Entertainment Tonight on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere you can find a podcast. Also on all the socials as well. Mm-hmm. No,
Of our YouTube is one of the recommended member channels or whatever. So you can just scroll down to this YouTube if you're watching it and click it as well.
No, this weekend we recorded, but we also had we had 2 days off. We actually got to go have fun. We went and saw Dusty Slay live in Chattanooga, and along with his openers and special guests. And then Saturday night we went. After we recorded, we went and saw Dave Attell live and just had a blast. Went out afterwards and had dinner with the host and everything. She was freaking hilarious. She's on Don't Tell Comedy, Dry Bar, all that kind of stuff. Her name's Amber Autry. She's hilarious. Just had a really good time. It's probably the most fun I've had in a long time. And now I'm stoked because next month I'm going up to see Sam Talent up in Nashville at Zany's.
Hell yeah.
And then in January, Ron White.
Ooh.
So.
Down in the like the Nashville area or near you?
Oh, no, here in Chattanooga.
Oh, right there, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yep. Nice. So got that going on. Plus, there's a whole bunch of other shows in between, but those are local shows kind of thing. Like my brother, literally Friday, he has three shows. He's booked on three shows Friday.
It's awesome.
So it's awesome. It's busy.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And tell me what's going on with you, man. Doing the game.
Not a fucking thing. TikTok views are down. Work sucks. Mm-hmm. Internet's suckier. But wife's going to be off for Thanksgiving.
Oh, so, hell yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
The dogs are insane. Squirrel's insane. Pigs are moody. Something's attacking my chickens again. I don't know.
So nothing new. Same old, basically.
So you mean to tell me, so you're not the only person that gets on TikTok and you scroll 12 to 20 times and it's featured ad.
Yeah. Ad, TikTok shop.
TikTok shop. Annoying.
Shop, ad. Hey, look, a cool video. Shop, ad. Cool video. Shop, ad. Dude, they've even now began to invade both the following and your friends pages. Like, that's my friends page, man. I don't need the fucking TikTok shop and ads on my friends page.
Yep. That's what I was going to say, too. I've been right on the friends page thinking it's a safe spot. It is not.
It's no not safe space for you.
No safe space. But one thing is, and I don't get how this works. I would have to assume that you have to accept something, like some kind of notification on TikTok for them to send you some shit. I recently got something from a TikTok shop, and then I got a notification from TikTok that says, hey, don't forget to make this video to get credit for the thing. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't sign up for it. I don't know how they sent it, but it's pretty goddamn cool. It's one of them Viking horn things.
Hey, yo, what?
Hell yeah, dude.
Like, I'm not mad about it, but I didn't sign up for anything.
I got a heated message. Yeah, I got a heated message on its way here, and they want me to make a video for that. And I'm like, how do I make a heated vest video? I'll have to do my
survival crate jerky
and knives box and wear it during then talk about you know about this vest, man? This thing is great.
It'd be funny though if you made it so poorly that it was, you know, so like I am cold. Hold on a second. And then do like a terrible transition.
Yeah, where it's all jerky. And you do the transformer sound. Hold on, let me get my vest. And then stop motion it. And you go, ah, that's better. Much warmer.
Yep, and then just bye. It'd probably do really well than you taking your time and doing something that considers thought. Back to the horn thing real quick. How do you make the smell better? Because it fucking stinks.
You gotta wash it out, man. You gotta wash it out.
Twice. Do I gotta keep washing it?
I mean, it's an animal horn.
It smells like it came out of the animal's ass.
How many times have you filled it with mead or fucking whiskey or?
Well, you got to cure it first.
How do I cure it?
You got to cure it?
Yeah, you cure it with stout. You put stout in it.
Pour a beer in it and let it chill.
Yeah, stout. Make sure it's actual stout.
Though. Yeah, like a Guinness stout.
Okay. Ah, oh, fucking stinks.
Yeah, you got to cure them first, or.
Nah. I was all pumped. I'm like, I'm going to slug some water out of it. It's going to be the coolest thing I've probably ever done on a Tuesday. And then I was like, ooh, I better wash it first. And it didn't smell bad. And then I washed it, and it must have been like activated or something. And I, ooh, boy, does it fucking stink. All right. Fucking stinks. Okay. All right. So let's play a video. This video was sent in by the one and only Yubin. And when he sends some shit, most of the time I'm like, eh. This one had me fucking. Oh, that's not the one. Where is?
Oh, great!
One? God damn it! If I can't find it, I'm gonna be pissed because it had me laughing. I'm gonna have to go back to my son of a bitch. All right. Speaking of stout, we'll go with this one first. Then, while I find this one, you said something about Guinness. And this is absolutely fucking insane. And I want to know, which I don't, it left me speechless. I just want you guys to, where the hell's the video? Here. Where's the video won't load. Let me try it again. Sorry. Share screen.
We're just batting 1,000 tonight.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
What the f- Still, it's not loading. Oh, there it is. Hey, we did it.
Oh.
YouTube's going to love this song.
There's a song.
Guy is a goddamn animal.
Anybody else not hear the sound though? Besides me?
No.
I can barely hear the music, but yeah.
Maybe I pressed the wrong share. It's okay though. It's a full song that YouTube definitely wouldn't like. Wake me up before you go.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Demonetized.
Good Christ, man.
Another Jesus. Smash.
Bro, it is bedtime after that.
Good
right?
Lord.
Dude, that's like having a whole that's like having a whole ass Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's a liver transplant after that. What are you talking about?
Good.
And did
God.
You see the empties next to him?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
those are empty. I wasn't paying attention to that. Hey,
they weren't. They weren't those beer. I would imagine they looked almost like Bud Light, but they were called something else.
Yeah, they were. It was a type of stout. It said on it.
Oh, Ron Doito?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Looks exactly... Ronnie... Oh, I think it's a play on Bud Light. Like, it's... Here, I'll show it again.
Yeah, you got all the... You're going to have all the Kid Rock fans going in there.
Oh, that's not the right screen. Whoa, did you see the Matrix shit?
I did not.
No. Okay.
Oh, I also... There's a little button that says also share system audio.
Oh. I see it if I'm on TikTok.
See right here?
Yeah.
Yep, that's his name on a Bud Light. Well played, Ronnie Deutsch?
Deutsch.
Oh, well, those are definitely not
say?
Bud
Do
Lights.
Not give me a cigarette, no matter what I say.
What God, we got, I gotta send that shirt to Rebel the Scum.
Is that his line?
No. He's the one that made us start calling all the cigarettes up in Oklahoma that we had at the house we were saying that. We started calling them the community pack because he'd walk out and be like, who's got the cigarettes? We're like, the fucking grocery, the goddamn gas station, Rebel. Like,
he didn't give them the other people's?
He never had any. He'd just walk around and smoke everybody else's.
When people would walk up to me and say, can I bum a smoke? I go, I don't smoke OPs.
Yeah. Other people's. Don't get me wrong. I'll give you a cigarette. But the thing is if it's like 3 straight days and you live 10 minutes from where we're all staying, motherfucker, go home, get money, go get cigarettes on your way back here. Or have somebody take you down to the gas station, which is literally 3 minutes down the road. Go get smokes. I showed up with a carton. You can at least show up with a fucking pack.
Yeah.
Love the guy to death. Don't get me wrong, but Jesus.
So the video, it was taken down from TikTok. That's why I couldn't find it. But here is part of the video that was in somebody else's video. I don't know if you guys have seen it. So I'm gonna play this. This is from a different account, but it's part of the video, and I'll explain a little bit more. I don't know if there's music, so I don't have the sound on here. But you have this guy here. Again, this is just about fantasy football that they've taken the mean. So it's this guy, and for anybody that's just listening, he has some kind of wand, and the other guy has a frisbee. Okay, and that's
already.
So he hits him. So the rule is in this game, because like I said, there was a full video of it and it was friggin' hilarious. The whole game is you get three shots. You can either hit in the head, the chest, or the junk area.
Oh my gosh.
And you can do three of one, or you can mix them up. And it starts off where the guy will do like a head, a chest, a ball shot, or however it is. And you only have the frisbee to block them. And then they switch roles. So then the hitter becomes the blocker hits, and they keep switching. You get three. Well, it got to the point where the one dude was just taking rib shots, and the one dude was just taking ball shots and was trying to guess where the block is every time and was thinking, oh, there's one, and he's not going to do it again. And they just kept taking that. And that's exactly what it was, like almost a minute and a half, 2 minute video of them hitting each other. And they make no noise in the entire video with those stupid masks on.
That's and that's the video that you send to your wives and your girlfriends and say, this is what the dumb shit we're doing when you think we're off cheating on you.
Right. Hi, Angel. Didn't sneak up on you. I don't mean to laugh when you got her back, but I laughed when you got her back.
Fucking worth it, bro.
That shit-eating grin on your face?
Yeah.
Pretty good. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, go check it out. All right, so that video was hilarious, but it's out. So I'm sorry that you guys missed that. Maybe it'll come back eventually. But either way, I don't know why we want to do this, but I want to show this one. And this is from Kush Kelly. And Grandpa's out here telling secrets. Or Grandpa, what is it? Grandpa leaking secrets out here. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to play the video, and hopefully I actually am smart enough to play the sound on this one so you guys can hear it. Yeah, you guys should hear this. If you don't, please let me know.
I'll let you.
Do the damn thing.
And match the end on this.
It's pretty quiet.
I like it.
Ta-da!
And you should see what else she can do.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to be that same dirty old man.
Damn right.
I'm going to be the same guy. Like, I already do my best to try to embarrass my kid whenever he's sitting around the kitchen with me and the wife. I'm like, oh, dude, the sounds your mom made last night. He's like... He's like, Dad, I don't know why you keep trying to lie to me like mom has sex with you. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Dang.
He fucking knows. He knows. Blue, blue. He knows we've been married almost 26 years. That shit, those days are over. We're just here to occupy each other's space at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. All right, let's see here. Keisha did that. I don't know. I want to show this video that Toby sent just because... It's just fucking cool. It is one of the coolest videos that I've seen in a long time. It's not going to like, YouTube's not going to like this. So I might have to play it. I'm going to play it without the song.
Did I send you one that had music?
Yeah, but you had to send this one. Like if you didn't, it's going to make sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've seen this. Yeah.
I mean, this is... America. One of the coolest
again,
videos of.
He's probably out cheating on me. No, he's not. Yep. He's doing dumb shit like this.
Have you seen this, Richie?
Beautiful. No. This is why we don't give rednecks helicopters.
Yeah, probably. I just want to know who lit them.
I would.
And how fast you had to jump in the plane or the helicopter.
You know, as a pilot, he was smoking a cigarette, and he was just like...
And he was what are you talking about? They had gasoline poured up to the wick, and somebody lit it while he got ready with the helicopter.
Yeah, you're right.
Hold my beer.
Sounds like some redneckery right there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, I'm proud enough. I'm proud enough that the wife agreed to let me get that flamethrower that Justin Nunley got.
Did you?
It has to come out of the back pay that I'm going to get for my... my disability bump, but
hey, that's a win.
$750. That's a win for all of us. $750 lighting the bonfire at next year's meetup is going to be way different.
I've already offered. I can bring some Tannerite. We can we can make this real fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's come Angel in the door. No,
dude.
No.
Hey, It's the last meetup. What's she going to do? Cancel the next ones? Like,
you have a point.
Yeah, I mean,
or maybe it saves it.
We have to go out with a bang and like give something for people to talk about, and then go, damn, dude, I wish I would have been there. Yeah, you probably should have been there, but
yeah,
you're probably the same person that said one of these years I'm going to make it for the last 6 years.
Lying sons of bitches.
Let's go this
way. I've been there 4 out of the 5, and ain't none of them showed up.
You're a stud. All right, this one's a little bit long. No, it's only a minute. This one's good. We haven't done a good fart video in a while, so this one was sent in by B-Fitz. So thank you, B-Fitz, for sending this one.
Is Stairwell Farts still posting?
I will go check it.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen them in forever. That's a good one.
Here we go.
Jesus.
Yo. You better check yourself after
that. Oh, she just had a colonoscopy. I can guarantee
it. Oh, man. So much bass.
These are colonoscopy parts.
Oh, no. Did they? Is it growling? What the crap?
This is the only reason I want to go and get my colonoscopy done.
Only perk of it.
Yeah.
Colonoscopy.
I like how colonoscopy. That last one. The last one was laughing and farting. Those are my favorite. They're like machine gun farts.
Well, like the girl that was running to the bathroom. Burp, 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 burp.
Mm-hmm. We should all get colonoscopies together.
Oh, my grandma did that without a colonoscopy. She just walked around like that all the time.
Jester, I've got the comments up from the live chat. Jester, I will absolutely do that for you at the next meetup. He said, go out with a bang, gasoline and coffee creamer, powdered coffee creamer.
Make educate me.
A little bit of napalm.
Oh,
napalm is easy to make.
Yeah. That flamethrower uses half diesel, half standard gasoline.
Really?
And you
can.
So
you said it would be bad for it.
Why don't we just use jet fuel?
What's that?
You said
just use jet fuel.
Oh, jet fuel. He said use jet fuel. And I said you told me that it wouldn't.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dear Snow. So that was like my selling point to the wife.
Yeah, because there's a video out there where somebody tried to use it to clear the snow, but really it just kind of
just made ice puddles.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Just made black ice. That's all it did. Was,
damn.
Got rid of all the snow. And
well, because the mixture burns off so fast. That's really the reason why.
I could see that. So I did, while we were chatting, look up Stairwell Farts. They haven't posted a video since 8/21. So I don't know if they just don't have the ability to fart anymore.
Go get a colonoscopy.
The ability to find stairs anymore. or
beans anymore.
We all gotta pool our money together to get the stairwell parts guy a colonoscopy and let the hospital get him
a colonoscopy and some Taco Bell.
Have you seen the stairwell farts, Reed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we didn't.
He's come up on my For You page a couple times.
Yes. So I don't know what happened.
My wife thinks farts are the funniest thing. So
they are. They are. I agree. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can start up.
What the crap?
Jesus Christ. Scared the shit out of me.
Loud.
I'm scared.
God damn. Like I was looking away, my whole head jerked over.
Well, yeah, sorry. Fart rattling in my brain still. Where do we go from
Somebody here? Move the volume, Slad. My bad.
It's okay. Have you guys seen those guess your fart videos?
No.
What? Only my For You page? Oh, cool.
No, tell me more. Is it
Oh, yeah. It's couples just guessing each other's farts. Like, guess my fart. And they're like, wah, and I go, pfft.
I've seen a couple of them where one will do like the sound of a duck and then the guy farts and it sounds like the sound of a duck. Yeah.
Is it this?
Maybe.
Best guess my fart challenge?
I'll probably.
Guess my fart.
Oh my god.
Yep. Please.
Hey babe, guess my fart.
Don't aim that thing at me.
Hey Tammy, guess my fart.
Ew.
So close.
Hey babe.
Hey baby.
Guess my fart.
So spot on. Good lord.
Wow, that's good. Toby's like, all right, Angel. Guess
Dude,
my fart.
I,
and then
listen,
pants
man, I'm 48 years old. I don't trust farts anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid, dude. There's a reason I get new underwear sent to me by Amazon every month now.
Oh, nice.
that's a brilliant move. I never thought of that. I just throw them away and have to go to the Walfart and try to find the deal. We got talking about that the other day, how expensive boxers or like boxer briefs and underwear is. And Euban was like, oh, you guys ever heard of the Duluth ones? We're like, what the hell? And they were like $40 for one pair.
Yeah, but
like,
he's got dinner money.
He's got that orthodontist money, though.
Yeah.
He did buy them, he said.
I got addicted to the ball pouch underwear. Not going to lie. It's the fucking greatest invention I've ever fucking come across. Sorry. They're fucking amazing. They're amazing. They're so worth it. They're 100% worth it. I mean, there's all sorts of different people that make them. The ones that I get are from Hanes, but they essentially have a separate, almost like a spandex kind of, like a breathable mesh, separate pouch that your cock and balls just drop right into and keep them separated from your legs, from the rest of your body. Ooh. Oh, man.
Nice.
Game changer.
Calls it
Come the summer.
Ball pouch.
Oh, yeah.
Alexa, order ball hanging boxers. Thanks.
What?
Ordering.
Did you shit yourself from the coffee again? Yes, Alexa, I did.
I'm still upset, man, that my favorite coffee fucking company stopped making coffee. Motherfuckers.
Who?
Ooh.
Fucking good coffee.
Reed's like, that's a good thing.
My favorite blend I've ever had, it's called Just Fuck Me Up.
It's like a
super dark roast, and it's
what
it
kind
had like
of,
a, which, a little bit of sweetness to it. Oh god, it was fucking amazing.
What's your go-to read of your coffee?
Oh dude, my go-to is probably the Brazil. It is smooth and very
Is that medium roast?
No, it's a light roast.
I like dark roast. You guys got a good dark roast?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This
one's
bold and earthy. If you like something strong, it's India. It's so good.
Oh yeah, bro.
People love that. Oh yeah.
Hit me up on find me on the old IG and we'll do some talking. Okay. Send me a link and
all right.
I'll even make you a commercial.
Okay.
Are you still using drones?
I just want to drip down your face. Yeah,
I'll do it
for your links.
See what?
Are you using drum.io for your link still?
Yeah.
I just tried to click it on Amazon. Maybe it's on my end, but I got a 404 error.
Son of a bag.
So hopefully it's just me. If not,
let's see.
Okay. You'll have to fix that.
No, it's not just you.
Okay. Well, what the heck? Now you have something to do. Yeah, just in case.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I got you. So while you're doing that, well, there's two song videos. I love a good video of an original song. Do you guys want to hear one that's kind of like about the Muppets or one about male things potentially going into women?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'll go with that one.
Go for it.
I'll go with that one. It's probably a bad description, but it's a pun, I think. I think this is what it was sent. And it's here. Let's do the present.
I know that voice.
I know, right? So do I. I think everybody does. She's really evolved this one.
Singing puns because they're fun. What's a better name for blue balls? A cummy ache.
I mean... not wrong. She's not wrong.
Yeah. She's funny. She does all sorts of little puns like that. And she knows exactly how to get the views from the bouncing starts to she knows what she's doing there. And a streamer. Does a lot of streaming stuff as well. So
with the bouncing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just enough movement in an outfit that gets them to jiggle a little bit.
I should do that.
I think you should.
Yeah.
There it is. You were not expecting it.
His whole front of his chest goes.
Oh man, I need to work out, guys.
He's like, "Fuck!" I outed myself. Like, God damn it.
Yep. No, I knew that would do that.
Went in for the joke, and it just went. Yeah.
I knew that. I actually practiced that.
It didn't land. It bounced.
Yeah, except for I don't say boop. I say poop. All right, here's song number two coming up. Let's see what else. All right, here. Right. Meow.
Meow.
Look for the girls with big booties, the ones with fucking double D's. Forget about the ones that just look flat. I mean the girls with big booties, the ones who'd slip your cock with ease and watch them slide up and down that pole all night.
It's so dumb.
That was on TikTok?
That was still on the TikTok, yep.
No, so it's okay for us to talk about kids sliding up and down the dick like a pole, but Toby can't get hit in the face with a fake pan?
Well.
Values. We don't hit our wives. We fuck them like a whore.
Well, I mean, see, now you sound like the latest Matt Rife stand-up. So now we're in the
zone. My life is surrounded by stand-up now, so probably.
Is he really getting?
Oh God, the amount I hate. Listen, first of all, I watched it, and I can see things at surface level. I understand the shock humor that he's using because that's the type of humor guys like. It's not that guys want to. It's not that they think that he's being misogynistic. They're jokes. Yeah. But in 2023, I mean, if anybody knows how the crowd is going to react to things that, you know, were acceptable and whatnot back in the day that aren't now. I mean, I certainly understand that. Right. I know as soon as I post a video of my wife hitting me with a broom or a fan or something like that, I'm going to get all the, yeah, because domestic violence is really funny, or turn it around and see if people are still laughing kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. And people are losing their minds over the shit that he said in that special. I laughed my ass off. I'm not going to lie to you.
I heard it was hilarious. And I saw some of the jokes. And I love how he trolled people. And then when they said, hey, sorry, check out my apology letter or something. And then he had links to helmets.
Special need helmets.
Yeah, special need helmets. And people
doubled down on that.
People are upset about that. And I mean, like, I saw Scott D. Henry make one talking about, can we not get beyond thinking that's domestic violence? Like, dude, when Scott D. Henry said, we need to move beyond thinking domestic violence is funny, I was like, God damn it. No.
Yeah.
No. Like, I get that you want to be upset and everything. Here's the thing. You can be upset. You can be offended. There's a comedian out there that there's an audio that was popular on TikTok for the longest time. You can be offended. Nobody's saying that you can't. But all it means is that you're offended. Like, when somebody else says, bro, that shit's not funny, or that's cringe. No, it's not. It's not what you think it is at all. It's just not for you. That's all it is.
Mark Norman,
I can enjoy humor like that without being misogynistic myself, or without supporting domestic violence. You know what I mean? Like,
Mark Norman said about being offended. He goes, it's all right to be offended. He goes, just feel it and let it go.
Yeah.
Move on. You ain't gonna fuck up everybody else's day because you got your feelings hurt over something that you don't agree with. It's a joke.
Yeah. And the biggest
problem, comedians can bounce back from anything. I mean, Louis C.K., Shane Gillis, they all both got canceled and are at the top of the charts now. So
social media in general is, and you guys have heard me say this a million times, social media in general is the downfall of the human society. But the biggest problem with it is because everybody feels this sense of entitlement. It's 2023 and everybody thinks that they're entitled to something. Listen, you're entitled to have your opinion. But the thing is everybody forgets if nobody is asking you for it, you don't need to give it. You don't have the right to express your opinion to somebody that didn't ask for it. That's a fact.
Yeah. And there was a lot of people in that audience that were having a pretty good laugh about it. And I think he even said in his thing, he's like, cool, all right, I had to feel that one out. Wanted to see what kind of reaction we're going to get there. And it seemed to do really well. So let's go this route.
And the number
heard the shit David Till said.
Bro, and the number of people that were sitting there in these comment sections saying, yeah, that was like the worst comedy special he's ever done. It was obvious that nobody was enjoying themselves. I'm like, what fucking special did you watch?
They probably didn't watch it
because he wasn't in a closed room and he wasn't showing his crowd work, which he did at the very end of the special. They had little clips of him doing some crowd work, but he's in a giant auditorium. You don't have like the crowd of like 100 that are surrounding the microphone that's recording him. So, yeah. I mean, it's not going to be the same type of environment.
No,
it's different sound production and everything. Dude, it's the comedy scene is weird right now because of social media, I think, because just listening to these comedians and all these interviews that we've been doing and stuff and hanging around them and whatnot, that the one thing I keep hearing them bitching or not bitching, you know, that like they're not against like Matt Rife and stuff like that. They think he's hilarious. They think he's great and they love what he's doing, but they are also aware that he's a TikTok sensation, that he made it big, and not that doesn't discredit anything he's doing or anything like that, but he's famous for his crowd work and he's really good at it. And the problem is not what Matt Rife's doing. It's what the crowds do is people get on YouTube and TikTok and they start seeing this stuff. And then they go out and expect that same environment and experience at a live thing to the point where even some of them will just start heckling.
Yeah. And even Matt Rife has said he hates, like, he posts his crowd work because that's the thing that you're not going to see if you miss a show. You know, he's not going to do the same exact thing at every show. He's not going to be able to do that crowd work. So he shows the crowd work because, one, it helps him kind of lock down his jokes so that people aren't stealing them and things like that, because you're not hearing him tell the jokes. You're hearing him do the crowd work. And he's doing the crowd work because that's a part of the show that can't be repeated. But even he has said, I hate that I've done this to myself, because now people come to the show and they just want to blurt shit out and it makes it really difficult to get through the set. And other comedians, and he goes, and I know I've caused that problem with other comedians because they tell me.
It's called the Matt Rife effect for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And like a lot of comedians too, on some stuff that I listen to, you know, they're just like, listen, we have to applaud, you know, beyond the stuff, how a 20 something year old kid or guy has gotten famous like this and still kept his shit together. You know, like Bert and all these guys, they were like, if I was his age and had his popularity and the way I would be able to handle anything, I'd probably be dead. I'd probably do this and I'd be the, and it's just like.
First off, let's talk about the real issue with Matt Rife. It's not his comedy. It's not his crowd work. It's not his TikToks. It's the fact that he's a comedian and beautiful at the same time. You can't fucking have both those
things.
Look like that.
Yes, thank you.
And be that fucking funny. You can't have both.
Leave something for us.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a funny guy, but I'm not fucking attractive. Matt Rife needs to follow the same fucking standard. That's all
I'm saying. Get ugly, dude, or become a model and stop making jokes. One of the two.
Hell yeah. Yep, you son of a bitch. Like Jason Kelsey. I mean, he was a finalist for Sexiest Man of the Year, and he's a lot like us, except for the fact he's a, you know, professional football player and center, but I mean, he's a big dude with a beard. Hell yeah.
I don't know if that's a lot like me. I have a beard.
You have a beard.
Richie's a really small man with a beard.
Really small man with a beard.
Yes. So, I mean, he's pretty much like you. I mean, all those offensive linemen, once they, you know, stop playing football, they get really skinny. They're still 6'3", but...
They shrink to 5'8" and 120 pounds.
Yeah, I don't think that happened with William Perry, if memory is recalling correctly.
He was a D lineman, right, though? They're different.
They build different. Linemen. They build different.
And they all have hot wives, all of them.
Well, yeah, money.
There's that. Yep.
Imagine how hot my wife would be if I had money.
Mm. That's how you got your wife.
No, like I said, I'm really funny. Make a woman laugh, man, and that's 90% of the game right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the YouTube delay, the door to open. I feel like I should.
Me too. I keep like that's why I moved my ear back so I could.
We should have a code word for you, like a safe word, like banana bread.
Banana pinochle.
Pinochle. Fuck. All right, where are we going to go from this? We talked about the future. Let's do this one. I have one in here about how stupid kids are these days. I don't know if it's staged. You guys have a much better gauge for staged or not. I'll let you guys decide this. I really hope it's fucking fake, but I don't know.
I appreciate you making me stupid, me being sick. The tomato, right?
Uh-huh.
What are you confused about?
How do you make it? It says mix soup with one can of water and milk. Do we have a can of water and milk?
What do you mean? Do we have a can of water and milk?
It says mix soup with one can of water and milk.
Are you serious right now?
It says right there.
I have a feeling I know what happened here. I don't think it's fake.
I've always used the microwavable one.
It's okay.
Is that expired?
No.
So, what was your question again?
Do we have a can of water or milk? Stop playing.
Okay. No. <Nah. laughs> I don't think that's fake. I think it's just.
I think I know what happened. So I have a feeling he came in and he's holding the can and he's like, do we have a can of water or milk? Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? And he said, well, this says, and she's like, hold on. Okay. Now what do you have in your hand?
Yep.
That's how that went.
Yeah. That's how it went.
She was like, wait, there's 100%. No way my kid's this stupid. I have to get this.
And did make a good point because she goes, oh, wait, so have you ever made soup like this? No. You've only made it the microwavable kind before, huh? Yes. And one of the microwavable ones probably just like you just put it in the microwave and go. No.
Yeah. Added. Like they've got the ones that like Campbell makes, the little ones that's just like a little thing like about this size. and you rip the top off of it, you pop the cap back on, you throw it in the microwave, and you just take it out and you like drink it.
Mm. I was waiting for it to be some weird like Liquid Death commercial. Oh, you need a can of water? Drink Liquid Death.
Liquid Death!
I'm like, you sons of bitches. But
dude, their mascot is so weird.
Liquid Death. I don't know what it is.
I've had Liquid Death, and I'm going to tell you right now, it just tastes like water out of an aluminum can. That's mm-hmm.
Well, that's because that's what it is.
It's basically. It's just the packaging. That's it.
Yeah, good marketing.
It's probably tap water.
Drinking it.
It's okay, all about the recycling thing, I think.
That is, by the way, that last video is a perfect segue into that longer one that I sent you last.
Oh God.
Okay.
Since we're talking about the right one. Since we're talking about stupid shit that you're not prepared to hear, this is it.
Okay, let's do the thing. It's got the guy drinking like a Red Bull or something.
Yeah, black guy drinking a Red Bull.
This one?
Yep.
What's the animal in this world that you fear the least? Fish.
Animal.
Fish.
Don't start.
Don't.
You're starting and I'm not.
A fish is an animal.
No, it's not. I'm talking about an animal. Like
fish. Fish. That's like saying like an ant.
That's not an animal. Fish aren't animals. That's like that's a sea creature.
A fish is an animal.
You can't go to the zoo and see a fish. They don't have zoo fishes.
There's actually so many aquarium. Fishes.
There's fish zoo? We go to a fish zoo.
No.
Oh.
There's so many fish that they have their own fishing attraction called an aquarium.
That's different.
The fact,
that's
like shark. The fact that the black guy is so adamant about him being
about,
animal, about
like
being
a monkey
right.
Zebra. That's like saying a mammal.
You just ended yourself. If you would have said mammal, I would have gave you different answer. You said animal.
That's not a fish.
Fish is an animal.
No, fish. Something with paws is an animal, dog. And fur.
Is a lizard an animal?
No. It's an insect.
What's
a reptile?
What a reptile.
So reptile.
What's a human?
Are we animals? Are we animals? Because we're
humans. Exactly. It's a mammal. It's not an animal.
Which is an animal.
So we're animals.
Animals.
Listen. You said humans are mammals, right?
I can't.
Listen to my explanation.
Gonna have
just get
mental
into my
breakdown.
Brain for a second.
I don't want to get into that.
I just choke him out. I'm like, no. You need to go sleep. Right.
We're not an animal.
You are.
I'm an animal.
I won.
Comments. I won.
Explain it.
You explain it. How am I an animal?
You asked me.
Yeah.
What animal am I least afraid of?
But you called me an animal.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You just
you
said I'm an animal.
You brought human beings into it.
Why
you
are you screaming at me?
Because you're stupidity. Fish.
You're an animal.
Fish.
Animal.
I don't care. Animal, animal. I'm talking about car. It's not a Mitsubishi.
Okay,
cars. What's the definition of fish? What is it?
Aquatic.
Aquatic what? Aquatic what?
Aquatic. It's creatures.
Animal!
You're saying you're the same as a leopard. You're not a leopard. You're a white man from Dallas. You're not a leopard. I'm trying to tell you something.
Oh, I went.
I swear that's arguing with Nate.
I swear. Oh, God.
People that are so stupid, they'll argue with you to make you feel stupid. And
I
punch them in their face.
That is what it is like for me to try to talk to a manager at a store as part of the help desk when I'm trying to explain to them something. And they're adamant that that's not how it is. I'm like, ma'am, which one of us works on your equipment? Not you. But that podcast, I've been following those guys for a little bit. That argument goes on for like five straight minutes. It's like
what's
a 5 to 7 minute long argument on their podcast. And holy shit. I had tears the first time I watched that podcast when it got to that part. It's a ways into it. I had tears rolling down my eyes. Just the look, the stunned look on the guy that said fish. It just gets more and more like he just can't believe what he's hearing coming from. He's like, aquatic what? He's like, creatures, animals.
Imagine having to edit that one, Richie. That got heated. That was loud. There was a lot of clips.
Oh, at one point in time, the guy with the Red Bull takes his shirt off and runs around the thing screaming.
The problem is the stuff that I edit, you never see because it gets edited out.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, Lillette said, you know, the first, you Google it. She goes to Google, types it in, took less than 5 seconds. Fish are aquatic, vertebrae, animals.
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 He's like, you what, a fish zoo? He's like, hold on to your hats. They have this whole thing because there's so many fish.
Yeah,
aquarium. And he's like, no, that's for like sharks. And he's like, fish.
That's, yeah, those guys are good. The I just found their YouTube. I'm going to subscribe to that and definitely check that out because that's.
It's a great podcast, man.
Oh, shit.
Richie. Yeah, oh, there Richie's back. Okay. There Welcome back.
Hey, Richie. Oh, welcome.
Hello.
We missed you.
Oh, there goes my
I hope
camera.
I'm not delayed like I am on my screen.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you won't be when the edit comes out.
The edit should be good. The edit should be good.
I think I lost my camera.
Oh, shit.
It would appear so.
Okay. Oh, what is going on? Who's next? Me or you, Toby?
It's going to be me. Come on. There's no way that the guy that's looked like a fucking character from the original Super Mario game is going to be the one that doesn't lose his camera.
Oh, no.
All hell is breaking loose on this show right now. I don't.
Everything's fine.
Everything's good. I mean, the good thing is we can still hear you.
Yeah.
I hope that come the edit, oh, wow. Every time he talks, it just full screens a black fucking screen. Just.
Just get that. I'm like looking down at my phone.
Looking down, like, yeah. Why just, did he it. Show me in the middle of the show that my link tree from drum.io is not working?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I'm just trying to be.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. And guess what? They wanted to charge to automatically go to pro apparently since last week.
Oh.
So I'm like, nah, I'm gonna switch. So I'm literally moving everything over to a different app.
Hey, yo.
As we speak.
Yeah, I think I still use beacons.
Yeah, I'm switching to beacons right now.
Yeah, I'm a beacons guy. Yep. Great. Hell yeah. Look at that. Shout out beacons.
Wow.
All beaconers, send us all a shirt, a hat, something. Hell with you, drum.io, making him try to pay and not even know about it and then just shutting it down. Nobody wants to see a 404 page.
I'm like, what the heck?
Unreal. Unbelievable. And I mean, now you took his camera out. That's some bullshit.
I know.
Sons of bitches. Bullshit. Boy, all those right, guys well, got I some mean, fucking reach, though, don't they?
Who's that?
The drum.
They're like,
all right, motherfucker, don't want to pay us? Take your camera down, too.
Yep. Reed, now it popped up that the browser is preventing recording. Ask Reed to refresh the page. F5, it's very refreshing. He'll be right back after these quick messages. And the amount
of issues we have had on this recording.
Unreal. A lot of learning points. I did learn that, you know, apparently when you switch it over on the YouTube to members only, it does hold that setting the next time that you try to go live. So that's something to think about.
Ah, maybe there we go.
There it is.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. I'm back.
Oh, you got to hit your echo cancellation again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently it cannot be changed while recording.
Nice.
That's what it's can't turn on. Echo cancellation while you're recording.
I tried to press it for him. I don't know if you can press it, Reed.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great.
Echo. Oh, well, it's a good thing we're at our hour.
Beautiful.
It's going to be better on the edited version. So, I don't know. Reed, you joined
I feel
us
like somebody should be singing the national anthem. And the home of the brave.
America.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
All right. I can't take this. So we're going to say our goodbyes. Make sure you guys check out Reed's new beacons page. That's going to be out here in a minute.
Or two.
And check out, obviously, Tatum Productions. And they call me Toby, too. Wouldn't it be funny if on the YouTube it wasn't echoing and they're like, what are these idiots? Yep, Lillette said it best. It's the curse of StreamYard. They shouldn't be pissed. I'm still paying for it, but I'm going to cancel that shit here pretty soon. So,
yeah.
All right. That's all I got. You guys, anything else?
Nothing.
Cool. For anybody that doesn't check out the Thursday show, happy Thanksgiving. because that's coming up in a little bit. And if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, then just happy Thursday. And we'll be back next Tuesday. And yeah, this will be live and edited tomorrow. And if you're watching this on this day, happy hump day. And tomorrow's Thanksgiving. So eat some turkey. Apparently, Brandon J. McDermott says Cool Whip is better on everything, including dick. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go check out that clip. Because he didn't mean to say that, and I fucking clipped it. Hopefully he didn't get in trouble. But if I was a coworker and saw it, I would have gave him a case of Cool Whip. All right, that's all we got. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week. And thanks, dude. Appreciate you guys. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.